Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the CollegeToPro.com NFL Draft Blast, the audio alternative for fans and NFL personnel to know NFL draft prospects. Join host Bo Mashanti as he brings the next generation of tomorrow's NFL stars to you today. No more than the name.
Welcome back to another edition of the College to Pro Players Podcast. I'm your show host, Bo Mashanti. As always, we appreciate you stopping by. We have a fantastic lineup of NFL prospect guests on today, but we're going to start the week off, or today off, I should say, with the Villanova standout running back, Justin Covington. He was a standout in the CAA, and we've had a lot of CAA guys on, and I think one of my favorites was Rashad Jennings back in the day. But nonetheless, Justin, welcome to the program. How's this afternoon treating you?
It's been good. Thank you for having me. Just wanted to say that. We're really excited to get the process and training and everything going and giving this NFL thing a shot and just showing everybody what small school guys, specifically what the CAA is about.
Yeah, and for you, I assume it's like most of the guys that come on the show. I mean, was this a childhood dream at an early age? I mean, Pop Warner, Pee Wee, were you the kid with the football in your hand scoring one tough touchdown after the next?
Definitely. I definitely have a baby picture holding up a football when I was younger. But it's actually funny. I think my dream probably started a little later than most, because I didn't start playing tackle football until I was in seventh grade. So it's actually interesting, because I know like some people play like when they're a little younger, but I started in seventh grade. But ever since I started playing, it's always been a dream of mine to play on Sundays and be on the big screen.
Nice. Now, I'm curious. I mean, seventh grade, I believe just from looking at the bio, you're in New York, the Bronx. Who did you pretend you were when you had that football in your hand?
I was a really, really big Reggie Bush fan, like really big Reggie Bush. I don't know. He just seemed like in college. I still think he's probably one of the greatest college football players of all time, just watching like his highlights in college. But a bunch of different guys, but definitely Reggie Bush is probably my favorite when I was younger.
Yeah, you know, Justin, Reggie Bush, he has that, like, pretty girl look in terms of just his style. I mean, he's Reggie Bush. I mean, it's like the most gorgeous girl walking in the room. It doesn't matter how many career yards he had in the National Football League. We just say, hey, when he was at USC, he did some amazing things. And still a great NFL career, but, man, that Trojan team with him and Lindell.
Like, he really did everything. Like, he did everything at USC, like, returning, catching, running. And like you said, he did it so well. Like, everything just looked so smooth and pretty and fluent, and he produced on the field. So,
yeah, he was dynamic nonetheless. Now, for you, I'm curious. I mean, running back, the position that you start with, or did you kind of, you know, find this role later on? Kind of tell us how you became the ball carrier that we're talking to today.
So in seventh grade, I mean, my first year playing tackle football, so I actually played O-line, played right guard. And then I started playing in eighth grade. That's when I started. I was the ball carrier, started playing running back, and kind of played running back from eighth grade and all the way through high school and all the way through college.
And now we're here. Once again, the standout from Villanova, Justin Covington, here on the C2P. If you folks miss any of these shows in their entirety, you guys know Apple Music, iTunes, Blog Talk, Stitcher, anywhere where you listen to your podcast, you can find this particular episode and all the other guests that we will bring to you for this 2022 NFL draft season. I'm curious, man, when do you get the idea, the realization, Justin, that this can happen? You know as well as anybody, you know, you could go to Villanova, things don't work out, but you exceed expectations. You become the bell cow of a very well-distributed ball-carrying system. I mean, it wasn't like they, you know, fed you 35 times. And I want to get to that a little bit later on this unselfishness, you know, because you had to play with, you know, D. Will Barley and Jalen Jackson, but you were still the main guy. But with that said, when do you really get the sense that this NFL is on the horizon and it's a real opportunity?
I think, you obviously, like, we see, like, when I was a freshman, like, you saw a couple older guys like Tano and Brad and Austin Colicchio, like, those guys kind of be able to go through the process. But then, like you said, like you have to like play, you know, well in college and kind of see how it goes. I think kind of towards like the end of, like the beginning of my senior year, when I was doing really well. And after that, that's when I kind of got the gist in my head, like, okay, like if you just continue to play well, continue to be who you are, you'll have an opportunity somewhere.
And like, the opportunity,
I just kind of took that and ran with it. It's kind of just made sure I worked every day and just the best person and player I was on and off the field.
Excellent. And let's get back to that backfield. I mean, very unselfish. I mean, you guys, you know, like I said, I mean, it was pretty evenly distributed, even though you were the guy that they leaned on the most. What was it like for you? Because you know as well, I mean, kind of like a receiver wants to catch the ball, running backs want to carry the ball again and again and again. On the plus side, there's no way NFL teams can look at you and say you're not fresh, you weren't worn down, you didn't have 380 carries. So that's a big bonus. But just talk about the game plan and the mindset, knowing that you were not going to be the guy touching the ball every single time.
I mean, like you said, I mean, I think at every position, like receiver, running back, like you want the ball every play, but I think after a while you realize that it's bigger than just you and like you getting the ball and just the overall flow of the game. And it's specifically like in the running back room, like D Will, TD, Dalen, like we all like supported each other. Like I was always happy, you know, when they did well and they were happy when I did well. And I felt like rotating us helped us very fresh throughout the game, like from the first quarter to fourth quarter. So now someone doesn't have 30 carries and they're kind of worn down throughout the season. But I think it's definitely one of those, like, if you even just watch certain games, like, even, like, if you're down 14 points in the fourth quarter, you can't really run the ball all the time. Or, like, if the run game isn't working as well, like, everything kind of, like, works together. Like, the run helps the pass helps the run. And I think once you kind of sit back and realize that and just focus on when you get the ball, making the plays that you can, then, like, everything else just comes to fruition.
And it does. And like I said, a fabulous career. Once again, Justin Covington here on the C2P, the standout CCA second-team running back, 5 yards per carry, very talented young man, and like I said, a lot to be excited about as we move forward through this draft process. Well, I mean, Justin, you're on the show because it's a draft podcast, and you're in this draft. Let's just say you're in the film room with potential scouts. They're watching their tape. What do you think they're going to love about you? I call them your hallmark home run abilities. What's going to pop off the tape where they got to bring you in?
Yeah, I was going to say just my ability just to take the ball, you know, 80 yards to the touchdown. I think you watched my film. You see me burst through the hole several times and get to the end zone. I think my one-cut ability up the field, you know, with my size and strength is just something that's, you know, very unique and very rare. I think I can see the holes well, and I use my vision to make things happen, make big plays happen.
And listen, when I, you know, when I knew you were coming on the show, the first thing I did was look at height, weight. And my buddies, you know, anyone that I talk with, if they start to, you know, I say, you know, listen, if you look at the NFL landscape, 5'11", 5'10", 220, 225, 215, that's the ideal size. I'm like, if you're going to go up and down almost every running back average on every roster in the National Football League, I guarantee it's going to be between 5'10", 5'11", about 215, 225, and you have that ideal measurement. And people laugh, but I'm telling you, at the end of the day, that's a fantastic measurement to have. How about this one, Justin? What goes unnoticed? Could have been the offensive system you ran where maybe you could have caught the ball more, maybe you could have more carries. Team leader, weight room warrior, film junkie, what are some of the things the scouts, if they're listening in, they can find out now that they may not see on tape?
I think one of the things that I personally take pride in, I was a 3-time captain at Villanova, and that's just, you know, something that I hold near and dear to my heart because, you know, I think, like, a lot of guys, like, in this process and just in general can play football, you know, really well and be, like, a really great football player. But I think when your peers, like, look up to you and look to you for leadership, you know, in times of hardship or even when things are going well, I think that speaks more to the person you are along with football because, like I said, like everybody, you know, at this level can play really good football. But, you know, a lot of people don't always have that leadership aspect and being that person that people look to when they need, like, help, when they need encouragement, just anything like that.
Do you get that? Is that self-taught, or was that like something that you learned growing up?
I think a lot of it I probably got from my mom. You know, she's led me in a lot of different ways. And I think, like, being an only child, like, usually you spend a lot of time by yourself. So being around others, I've always enjoyed, and kind of leading and not following, and something I kind of take pride in now.
Excellent stuff. Once again, Justin Covington here on the C2P, Apple Music, iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, Stitcher. Anywhere where you listen to your podcast, you can find this particular episode with the standout Villanova running back. Do you get comparisons? I know it's a cliche question, but friends, family, teammates, I mean, they say, hey, when we see you with the ball in your hand, you remind us of that guy that we see on Sunday?
I know some of my teammates say I'm kind of like a smaller Le'Veon, just because I'm kind of very patient and use my vision really well. It's kind of the only thing at the top of my head.
That's a fantastic.
It's funny because I never kind of really thought about it. I always just figured everyone else would kind of make their comparisons, and I would just go from there.
And how about this? I mean, in terms of school, I mean, do you still have classes? How do you, I guess, these next few months as you lead up to pro days and workouts and everything that comes with being in this position, how you plan on taking it on?
It's funny. So I was in nursing school when I was in Nova. So I've been studying these last couple of weeks, as well as like working out and preparing for my NCLEX. So it's like the national licensure exam. So once I take that, which I think I'm going to take in a couple of weeks, like in the midst of training, then once I pass, I'll officially be a registered nurse. So then at whatever point football is over in the future, I'll be able to be a nurse in the hospital.
Excellent, man. That's well. Best of luck to that. Definitely get that in the back pocket, and then definitely get the focus on carrying on your football career. Justin, we are almost out of time, and again, we appreciate you stopping by. We know you got a lot going on, but with that said, we call it three and out. A few lighthearted, off the wall questions. You ready to take a shot at some of those?
Yep, I'm ready.
All right. Now, your head coach, Coach Ferrante. Is there anything that you guys could do in practice that sets him on fire and you kind of laugh about it afterwards?
this is a funny one. So usually when like during camp or like when going good on good, like ones versus ones, one of the big things that he gets mad about is like the language we use sometimes. Sometimes it gets like really fiery and guys just mouthing off certain words that probably shouldn't be said, but that's one of the things that definitely – gets him ticked.
Excellent. And how about this one? Amongst that running back room, the core of that team, who's the biggest jokester amongst the group, and who's the most serious guy amongst the group?
The biggest jokester is probably D. Will. Between me and D. Will, probably the biggest jokester. The most serious. I don't think anybody's too serious. Like we really all laugh and joke. I don't know. I can't give you a serious one.
That's fine. We got one out of two is not bad. And then the final one, we'll put your nursing test in because we know that's a career in itself, and we'll put this draft weekend in the mix as well. When you celebrate passing the test and when you're watching the weekend, that weekend when the draft rolls around, you're waiting to hear your name called, who's the best cook in your family, Justin, and what would you like that person to have prepared when you celebrate that special day?
I'm always the best cook. My mom is she's probably the best cook ever. But between my mom and my grandmother, between my mom and my mom's dad, when she cooks for Thanksgiving, it's always so good. Like some mac and cheese and some candy yams. It's probably the two things I need, if I'm being honest. And my mom makes really good oxtails and rice.
Nice. Yeah, that's the question we say for last, and sometimes guys, they don't get mad in a joking way. They're like, man, you're going to get me in trouble because that crosses the line, you know, because mom's going to listen to the show, and right when that question's asked, you better believe, or grandma, that they better hear their name called. So I put you on the spot a little bit, been in a complimenting way. Well, hey, man, we appreciate your time. We always like to tell our guests, stay humble, stay hungry, be blessed, and we can't wait to see you do your thing in the coming months.
Thank you, and thank you so much for having me.
No problem at all. Once again, Justin Covington, standout Villanova running back here on the C2P. If you want more, Apple, iTunes, Stitcher, Blog Talk, anywhere where you get your podcasts, you can listen to our featured guests. As always, appreciate stopping by listening to the C2P.
This has been a C2P exclusive.